Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 689. The topic is trainer education and the title is Streamline Your Process. I was actually just talking with a client. We just got off the phone actually right before this podcast, and they had unfortunately missed our scheduled session. So we had kind of moved some times and dates around to meet different needs of our schedules, and unfortunately the updates in the scheduling and whatnot didn't click for them. So about 10 minutes after the hour, I texted them and said, hey, you know, wasn't sure if you're on your way, and they texted back saying, holy crap, I am so sorry. And then we ended up calling and just kind of talking things out a little bit, and one of the things that they asked was, how do I better manage my day in regards to how do I keep track of everything I have to do, so that way I don't have moments like that where, you know, I have something on my schedule that I just somehow completely forget and I'm still busy doing other things. It wasn't like I was lazy. It's just, oh my gosh, there's overwhelming amounts of stuff to do. And what's important to kind of consider on this is that we all, in our own way, feel stressed and challenged and feel kind of pushed to our max. It's rare that you will talk to somebody who says, you know, I'm doing great, I'm doing fine, there's really no major stress in my life. And typically what they do when they say that is they're more so talking about a mindset that they have rather than the fact that they actually don't have a full plate of things to do. Now, I realize not everybody is my personality type, and not everybody is the personality type of the clients that I like to work with, which are the people who want to freaking, you know, crush life and do the most they can with this one life that they have. I do know some people get home from work and they sit and watch TV for 4 hours a night. That is totally fine. That's their life. They can pick what they want to do. But for most of us, we don't have that kind of time, and we have overwhelming demands on us to where every once in a while we might get the time to kind of sit down and watch TV, but it's typically at the very end of the day and it's inconsistent. Maybe we get it, maybe we don't, but it's not a normal thing, a normal luxury that we have. So in regards to streamlining your process, I wanted to talk a little bit about just life, like how do we do better at kind of organizing our life, and then also actual personal training type stuff. So this is a trainer education, so I want to share some of the things that I've been doing on how I can better manage my workload while actually being able to increase the quality of my communication and aid to the people that I work with. So one of the things that came up in the phone call with the client was the 4 D's, which is to defer, delegate, delete, and do. And these are ways in which we can kind of better manage what we have demanding on us every day. So we've done a podcast in the past called Calming the Whirlwind, which refers to the craziness that we all have to deal with every day. So just everything that gets thrown at us, everything we already have on our to-do list, that sensation of just, you know, being in a whirlwind, being just kind of caught up in everything, is typically how most people live their day. Just reactionary from thing to thing to thing, trying to get this done, trying to get that done. But in the things that they're trying to get done, not always do people actually prioritize well. And not always do they do it efficiently, or even consider whether or not it actually needs done that as frequently as they do it, whether they're even the one who even needs to be doing it, or whether it needs done at all. So when we look at these 4 D's, like the concept of defer, I talked with a client recently, a different client, and they were telling me just kind of their daily schedule and how they didn't have time to exercise or work out every day. And it wasn't even that they wanted to work out every day, they just didn't have any time on any day to ever work out. And of the things that they wanted to get done, we went through these 4 D's, and we recognized that no matter how busy they are currently, they need to create time to take care of their physical self. You can do, if you're currently used to doing 0 workouts a day, simply doing 10-minute workouts, even just two or three times a week, is an improvement. So our goal was, can we find 10-minute windows? And then can we kind of put workouts in them? So I wrote them 10-minute workouts that have like circuit structures, and it can match the equipment that they have at home. So it's all personalized for their abilities and their equipment. So they have the workouts. Now it's, can they find the 10 minutes to do it? One of the things they were doing is they have two little children, and they were doing laundry every day. And between, it's a female, like, so between her, her husband and her two kids, she was doing laundry every day. And I asked her, I said, well, does it really need to be done every day? You know, how much laundry really collects every day? Can it be done every other day? Can you get done even just two less days a week? So maybe you can do clothes every other day, but then, you know, towels add up, bed sheets, this and that. So maybe they could take Tuesdays and Thursdays off laundry, but they do have to do it on the other days. But simply by not having to do laundry every single day, it opened up 2 days in which they will now have the time to do exercise. So that's the idea of, like, kind of defer. Does it have to be done right now? Does it have to be done as often as I do it? What are the ways in which I can reduce the frequency or the volume or the amount in some way? Something like that. Kind of along that concept. Then we have delegate. So I have another client. She has a teenage son. I told her to put that son to work, give him some chores, get rid of all the crap that you have to do. So her son's going to eventually need to learn how to cook. Teach him how to cook. Son's eventually going to need to learn how to wash dishes. Teach him how to wash dishes. Teach him how to load a dishwasher. Teach him how to do some laundry. Teach him some skills, life skills, that he will need as an adult. But while he is doing those life skills, he's learning to become a functional adult before he becomes an adult that is dysfunctional. So while he's doing that, it frees her up some time. Maybe not right away. She'll have to check on him a couple times, hands-on teach, but eventually it will open up time that she can then use to do for her own things. So that's the idea of delegate. Me as a business owner, I have over the years, as the business grew, I have hired people to do cleaning for me in the gym for various reasons and various times. But one of the reasons was the time that it would take me to clean, I had the option to do client work, which I could actually make more money per hour than what I was paying someone to clean. So rather than me doing cleaning and avoid paying somebody, say, $40 an hour, if I had something I could do for $60 to $80 an hour, I'd be better off paying that person and keeping the net difference for myself. And it still served my business. It still serves someone in the community. So by me doing that work instead of cleaning, not only did I still have a financial gain, but I also still had a business growth gain. So that's an example of something that was better for me to delegate. Another example of this was, as the business has grown, I have requests for training more than I can actually meet with the people who want training. I don't have the time to train everybody. So if you want 10 people who want to train Wednesday nights at 6, can't really do that. Not when you do one-on-one training. So I started to delegate in the sense of asking other trainers, either in my facility or in the local community, to aid these people, to help these people. Sometimes we would strike a deal where I would still do the programming, whether they were a special needs kind of person, where they had certain dietary kind of concerns, or they had certain training concerns, like certain injury prevention or rehab type things. So I might still make some financial gain for myself by still writing the programming, but I was delegating the training aspect. So that way I could still focus on other people and or other aspects of my business. That person still got help, but there was still financial gain. There was still business growth. There was still everybody getting something out of it. Then one of the four D's is delete. Do I really need to do everything that I do every day? Probably not. So this has been something. There's a really good book called The One Thing. And I'm going to try to look up the author's name while I'm talking here. But that book was really good at teaching what would be considered essentialism, is of what I do every day, what is most important to what I want to be the best at, to what is most important to me. So that book was called The One Thing by Gary Keller. So great book. I really liked it. I also did read the book called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. So those were two good books that kind of reinforced what I had already believed, was that certain things that other people find important are not important for me. So I get to decide what I spend my time on. And it's what I consider important towards my big picture goals is what I should spend my time on. Somebody else might tell me, well, you need to be doing this, this, this. Nope. You don't get to tell me what I should do. Same thing is true for you. Of what you do every day, what actually means the most towards what means the most to you? Taking the time to talk to a coworker for 10 minutes after work is done, when you know your spouse, significant other, or children are sitting at home for 10 minutes. Isn't it better to walk right past the coworker, say, I'm sorry, I don't have time right now, I have family to take care of, and then go spend that 10 minutes with your family? Too often, we don't have the right priorities in what we do and what we give our time and resources to. So we need to be aware of that. If there's something that doesn't serve my best needs, my best purpose for life, my best goals, then it's not important and I need to delete it. Then the last D is do. Of what you do, can you do it better? So some examples of this would be doubling up. Can I do two things at one time? So one of my daily goals is to listen to a podcast that in some way improves my life, whether it's a podcast on business, podcast on personal growth, podcast on spirituality, you know, something like that. But I will have a goal every single day to listen to something that improves my life. So that's my podcast goal. I can listen to the podcast while I drive in the car. I can listen to the podcast while I cook a meal. I can listen to the podcast while I do the laundry, while I fold the laundry, while I do the dishes. I can double up on what I do. If I'm doing something physically that doesn't require full mental attention, then I can double up and listen to a podcast while I'm doing it. Also, other than two things at once, you can do once for twice. If I'm cooking a meal now, I can double the portions and have a meal for later. That's a great example. Why do I have to cook every single day? I can cook every other day. I just cook twice as much. Those are kind of life ways of doing better. Some trainer-specific ways is I've recently switched over to getting my clients, the majority of my clients, over to using Google Sheets, which is an online document on my drive where I can type in it, they can type in it, we can each see who feeds back to what, and it can be done live at any time. So previously, certain clients in different structures of aid and help, they would have sent me a weekly report, and my response to their report would have been dependent time-wise based on when they sent me theirs. Meaning, they might not have sent me something until, say, Friday night or Saturday morning. Well, I don't want to take the weekend. Maybe that weekend's a busy weekend. Maybe I'm traveling somewhere. Maybe something's going on family-wise. I won't have time over the weekend to respond. Then by the time you start into the craziness of Monday, you might not actually be able to respond till Tuesday or Tuesday night. And it's already started into the next week. They haven't gotten a response since they sent it on Friday night. They expect the response, you know, kind of within 24, 48 hours. So this Google Sheets, since it's a live document, meaning they can enter the data in every day, means I can check the data anytime. So if I want to do that work on Friday morning, but typically they don't send me their report till Friday night, I can still go into the Google Sheets document, comment on what has been filled out so far, and have my work done Friday afternoon or Friday day before the weekend even starts. They get their information, they get response back from me. I don't have to do that work at a time that would be inconvenient for me. So by me taking control of my schedule, allowing me to be able to do my work whenever it's best for me, it actually increases the frequency and the depth in which I can give feedback. So by me taking control of how to do it that's best for me, I actually do a better job of doing best for them. Another example is I'll often use my FitnessPal for clients. So if they're tracking nutritional data, I have them use my FitnessPal, send me their username and password. I can then log in anytime, check out what they've entered, give them comments, and then that gets my work done. This actually increases the quality of the feedback, since I can see more details than what they might simply report in an email. It helps me give better feedback, gives them a better learning opportunity, and overall, their quality of being supported, the quality of education, the quality of that process towards their goals is improving. So the better I can fit the work to my needs, the better I can then meet their needs. That's the importance of streamlining your process. By streamlining your process, you can actually do a better job for them. It feels selfish in a way because you're actually doing something that's easier for you or better for you, but that also can mean that it's better for them as well. This is important when we look at priority lists and hourly schedules. This is another thing I talked with the client today on the phone, was the importance of having your day scheduled. I schedule my day by half-hour segments, and I color code my day so that way each part of my day correlates to different types of goals that I have, and it helps me transition my mindset to each moment. So for example, when I'm with family, those times have different colors than when I'm at work. The idea of that is to prompt me to get out of my work mind so I can be myself and I can be with my family in a loving, kind way rather than in that work kind of business mode way. Also, by scheduling my day by half-hour segments, by already having planned what I have intended to do throughout the day, it keeps me less likely to become deviated from that plan and get lost in reactionary responses to my day rather than doing what's most important. And that comes back to priorities. I need to pay attention to my priorities over my urgencies. Something might come up today that seems very urgent, but it's not important. I have something of a higher value, a higher priority to me, that must be addressed first before that urgent thing will get my time, attention, and resources. This ensures that in the long run, I am working towards my best life, the vision of my best life, what means the most to me. Rather than getting lost in the craziness of each day and feeling scattered and never actually moving forward towards my biggest goals. So again, the better you can fit your work to your needs, the better you can then meet others' needs. So this is true whether it's a client of ours as a trainer, and it's true whether it's family or loved ones to us as an individual. If I'm living my best life, I can then give the best of myself and my life to those who mean the most. So those are some tips. I know it's kind of a general concept podcast, but those are some tips on how to streamline your process or the importance of doing it. Go through your day, write down every single thing that you do. What was the action of the half hour or the 15 minute or the 1 hour? You can simply do it by 1 hour if you want to just kind of get started in a light, unintentional way. Is each hour, excuse me, so each hour, list what was the big thing that you did that hour. What was the big action of that hour? Ask yourself, for that action, for each individual action per hour, can this be deferred? Can this be delegated? Can this be deleted? And if it does need done, can I do it better? If you go through every action of your day, hour by hour, ask yourself, can I defer? Can I delegate? Can I delete? Can I do better? You will find that you will be able to streamline your life much better than you think. You can also list what are your top priorities. What are the three things that mean the most to you, that you want to accomplish the most? You can also list in people. Who are the three people who mean the most to me? Then for each action of the day, each hour of the day, did the action of that hour lead towards one of your top three things? Did the action of that hour serve one of your top three people? If it did not, you must defer it, delete it, or delegate it. But stop doing it. If it doesn't serve your top three purposes, if it doesn't serve your top three people, it shouldn't get your time and attention. Definitely not on a regular basis. So, give that a try. Think through your life and the things you do every day. How can you streamline your day to better serve what will lead to your best life? Every single nuance that you can do to streamline your process, whether it's the process of being a personal trainer, how you deal with clientele, how you write programming, nutrition plans, any of that, or whether it's the process of just going through your day. How do you get done what you need to get done? Streamline that process. Any improvement will make a big difference. If you'd like any help on this, we do offer this to our clients. We do kind of talk through and work through these issues. And we have in the past offered simply just an accountability and kind of lifestyle management service. Since I've been doing this for 18 years, I've worked with over 2,000 people. I'm well aware of what has made people successful and what are the commonalities of how they schedule their time, how they kind of handle their schedules and work through their different demands per day while still keeping track of their overall major goals. Since I've been doing this forever, I've picked up a lot of awesome information, read a lot of awesome books. So if you would like help in this way, just reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to help. We'd be happy to hear your story, hear what you're struggling with, and then provide advice on how you can maybe best address that. So you're not alone. We are here. You have support. Use us if you need to. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. So thank you for listening to the podcast. I do hope it was helpful. I hope there were some good takeaways in this. And I just sincerely appreciate everybody who listens. It's awesome and motivating and exciting to see the downloads, to see people being interested, to see people sending emails, commenting, even just like following us on Podbean. Whether you even just like the episodes, that's helpful as well. Just the more we can hear from you and know that you exist and that you're enjoying this service, we would appreciate it. So please share the podcast if you do think it's helpful. So if you think our podcast in general is just helpful to your life, make sure you share it into somebody else's life so they can live their happiest and healthiest life possible. Also, if you like this information, you can always find more from us on our social media pages on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. This podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.